Alec Burks guarding him from the start. Wiggins again. Here's Curry for the record. It's good! There it is! Stephen Curry!
That's Steph Curry leaping into history during last night's game at Madison Square Garden against the New York Knicks. The Golden State Warriors point guard hit his 2,974th three-pointer. That breaks the record set by former NBA player Ray Allen. But coping with COVID-19 is still an issue for sports. The NBA and other major sports leagues are postponing, moving, or canceling games. To help us better understand what this means for sports as we head into the colder winter months, here is Sports Illustrated senior writer Stephanie Apstein. Welcome, Stephanie.
Thanks for having me.
So that was a pretty incredible night for Steph Curry, but I want to talk about the larger issue that is facing sports and the NBA in particular. The outbreak has caused the NBA to postpone the Chicago Bulls' next two games. What does this mean for the league as it is in midseason now?
It's a problem. The safest way to proceed once an outbreak starts is to start canceling games, but that becomes an issue for scheduling.
An issue for scheduling that could have what knock-on effects?
Fortunately, there's enough time left in the season that they can sort of get this under control. But in leagues like the NFL, where they're already at the end of the season, it's a real problem for who makes the playoffs, who doesn't. You know, every game matters, especially as you get closer to the end.
And when we look at the teams themselves, nearly half the teams say that their players are already fully vaccinated or on the cusp of hitting that threshold. Can you talk a little bit more about testing protocols and other measures that are in place for not just the players, but trainers and staff too?
Yeah, I think that's part of what's so alarming for the leagues right now. 97% of NBA players are fully vaccinated, something like 60% are boosted, but they are still testing positive. So the protocols for basically every league at this point are that unvaccinated players are tested daily and vaccinated players are tested a little bit less frequently. And usually it's a little bit easier for a vaccinated player to return to play after testing positive. So they only have to return, say, two negative tests with 24 hours apart rather than an unvaccinated player who has to wait.
Let's talk about hockey for a minute. The NHL said on Monday it is postponing the Calgary Flames games through at least tomorrow because of COVID. And this comes after the league said that more than 99% of players are vaccinated in the NHL against the virus. But some players continue to test positive. What's going on there?
Yeah, it's actually all but four NHL players. So that's a really impressive vaccination rate. But again, they've had to postpone games. It's especially challenging there because there's so much travel through Canada. So people have to be really careful about, you know, quarantine laws when crossing the border. The problem is that a lot of these sports are sort of breeding grounds for COVID, right? They're indoors, they're breathing in each other's faces, they're breathing hard, and then they gather in crowded locker rooms. It's a lot of, you know, you're asking a lot of the vaccine and of your immune system. And again, fortunately, there haven't been any serious cases, but they're starting to see, again, that this is really the only way to stop it is to cancel games. And then that leaves you with problems.
So how about the NFL, which has actually gone through the season without canceling a game? How did that happen?
The NFL has a couple of inherent advantages. The games are largely outside. They have huge rosters. So even if they lose a couple of guys, they can usually play on. And then the games being only weekly is very helpful. They haven't really had to do it this year, but last year, for example, they would push a game back a day or two. But it's starting to be really, really problematic there as well. Like half of the Cleveland Browns offensive players have tested positive in the last couple of days, including the quarterback and the head coach. The plan at the moment is for them to play, but their game is Saturday. I mean, they have to, those guys have to return two tests 24 hours apart. That's going to be hard to get. And as we get close to the end of the season, something like this could end up deciding a champion.
Right. And tell us a little bit more about that. I mean, we're 2 months away from the Super Bowl. How much of an impact could COVID have on the game and who's playing in it?
It's huge, especially in the NFL where, you know, they only play 16 games in the season, or they play 17 now. You don't have a lot of room to make up for a game that you lost because, say, your quarterback had tested positive. Mm-hmm. So if indeed Baker Mayfield, the Browns quarterback, can't play this weekend, that would be a huge problem for a team that really needs him.
What would you say overall, Stephanie, the impact of COVID this year has been on the teams that we've been talking about and others as well, the leagues we've been talking about as well. We know that it's expensive because it's hard to keep NBA players in a bubble, as happened last season, not this season. The testing protocol is pretty expensive as well, of course. What's the overall impact this time around?
I think it's high, and I think it's higher than people sort of expected as the season opened. I think we all thought, okay, if we just get these guys vaccinated, it'll be okay. But I think the logistical challenge has been greater than anyone expected. And so the leagues are starting to talk about tightening protocols again, starting to treat all players like they're unvaccinated, forcing them to wear masks indoors, even if they're vaccinated. The NFL is going to have to start talking about whether to put their playoff teams in a bubble, even though, as you said, it's incredibly expensive and a lot of players will not appreciate being asked to live away from their families for that long. This is something that they're sort of still trying to figure out how to live with.
All right. Stephanie Epstein, senior writer at Sports Illustrated. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.